Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, where we're ditching the digital drama and reclaiming our lives one notification at a time. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and today, we're diving deep into something super personal. My own journey to breaking up with my phone. Ever feel like you're in a constant battle with your smartphone? Like it has a secret life that keeps you glued to the screen, scrolling endlessly through feeds that promise connection but leave you feeling more alone. Yeah, me too. I used to be that person constantly checking emails, refreshing social media, playing games, anything to avoid facing the real world. My phone wasn't just a tool, it was my crutch, my escape hatch, and frankly, it was starting to rule my life. But then something clicked. It started with a few small changes, putting my phone on Do Not Disturb during meals, leaving it in another room while I read, taking actual walks without the urge to document every step. And guess what? My world didn't end. In fact, things got way better. I rediscovered the joy of spontaneous conversations, the beauty of being present in the moment, and yes, even the simple pleasure of doing absolutely nothing for a few minutes without feeling guilty about it. It wasn't easy, let me tell you. There were days when I craved that instant dopamine hit from notifications, moments when I wanted to reach for my phone out of pure habit. But with each step towards breaking up with my phone, I felt lighter, more focused, and more connected to the real world around me. So here are 5 key takeaways from my own journey, things you can start implementing today. 1. Mindful moments. Start by carving out small pockets of time throughout your day where you consciously disconnect. It could be during a meal, while taking a walk, or even just for 5 minutes before bed. 2. App audit. Take a good look at the apps on your phone and ask yourself, do they truly add value to my life? Delete anything that feels like a drain, those mindless games, social media platforms that trigger negativity, or anything that keeps you scrolling endlessly without purpose. 3. Phone-free zones. Designate certain areas in your home as phone-free zones. Maybe it's the dinner table, your bedroom, or even just a cozy corner where you can relax and unwind without the digital distractions. 4. Notification detox. Turn off unnecessary notifications. Seriously, do you really need to be alerted every time someone likes your post or shares an article? Give yourself permission to disconnect from that constant buzz and reclaim control over your attention. 5. Embrace boredom. This one might sound counterintuitive, but hear me out. Boredom can actually be a breeding ground for creativity and self-discovery. When you're not constantly plugged in, you have space to daydream, think deeply, and come up with new ideas. So embrace those moments of quiet, they might surprise you. Think about that last time you were truly engrossed in a conversation without the distraction of your phone. Remember how good it felt to be fully present, listening attentively and connecting on a deeper level. That's what we're going for here, genuine connection, mindful living, and reclaiming our time. Speaking of real-world experiences, remember that time I tried to go on a hike with friends but ended up taking photos instead of actually enjoying the scenery? Yeah, that was me, guilty as charged. But then I decided to challenge myself. No phone allowed on the trail. And you know what? The hike was incredible. I noticed the vibrant colors of the wildflowers, listened to the birds singing, and actually had meaningful conversations with my friends without the interruption of notifications. It was a total game changer. So remember, breaking up with your phone isn't about being anti-technology, it's about finding a healthy balance. It's about reclaiming your time, focusing on what truly matters, and rediscovering the joy of living in the present moment. Let me know your thoughts. Have you ever tried going on a digital detox? What are some of your biggest phone-related struggles? Share your stories with me on social media, I can't wait to hear from you. And remember, one small step at a time, we can all break free from the grip of our smartphones and live more fulfilling lives. Until next time, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.